What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 392. In this episode, I'll discuss how to remember antibiotic spectrum of activity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode392. Early in my career, I asked an ID physician how he kept track of the spectrum of activity for all the antibiotics. Shout out to infectious disease Phil. He told me that he first learned the rules of thumb for antibiotic coverage, then he focused on learning the exceptions to the rules. Here are five examples of antibiotic-related rules and their exceptions. Example 1, the rule MRSA is covered by vancomycin, linezolid, daptomycin, and ceftaroline. The exceptions. Daptomycin is inactivated by lung surfactant, so don't use it in pneumonia. Linezolid is bacteriostatic versus MRSA, so don't use it in bloodstream infections. Ceftaroline is just like vancomycin and ceftriaxone rolled up into one lovable fuzzball. Example 2, the rule. Piperacillin tazobactam and the carbapenems, ertapenem, meropenem, doripenem, and imipenem cover gram-positives, gram-negatives, and anaerobes. The exceptions. Ertapenem doesn't cover Pseudomonas, and piperacillin tazobactam doesn't cover ESBL well enough to be used in severe infections, although it probably does work for UTI. Example 3. The rule. Cephalosporins for empiric use in the ICU are cefepime, ceftriaxone, ceftazidime, and ceftaroline. They cover gram-positives and gram-negatives. The exceptions. Only cefepime and ceftazidime from this group cover Pseudomonas, and none of them cover enterococcus. Remember, this shows up on the gram stain as gram-positive cocci resembling strep before it's finally identified. Example 4. The rule. Quinolone, ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin, and moxifloxacin cover gram-positives and gram-negatives, although double-check your local resistance patterns. The exceptions. Cipro is weak against strep pneumo, but it causes the least QTC prolongation and probably doesn't cause torsades. For a great reference on QTC interactions, I highly recommend the book Top 100 Drug Interactions by Hansen and Horn, which I do have linked up in the show notes. Further exceptions for quinolones, moxifloxacin is best against anaerobes, but it has no Pseudomonas coverage, and moxifloxacin is hepatically metabolized. This is a double-edged sword as it has no dose adjustment in renal failure, but it can't be used for UTI. Example 5, the rule. Bactericidal antibiotics work on the cell wall, or DNA, and bacteriostatic antibiotics work in the ribosomes. The exceptions. Aminoglycosides work in the ribosome, but they're bactericidal, and linezolid is bacteriostatic against enterococci and staphylococci, but it's bactericidal against the majority of streptococci. Some additional resources. Although memorizing the rules and exceptions is very helpful, I still find myself using a tertiary reference to make sure I'm on the right track when it comes to antibiotic recommendations. In addition to selecting empiric coverage, an antibiotic-specific reference helps with choosing the duration of therapy, additional tests that might be indicated, and provides alternatives in the face of multiple allergies. Johns Hopkins Antibiotic Guide is my preferred antibiotic-specific reference. I use the app version of this service, which needs to be renewed each year for about $30 to get continued updates. I prefer it over other antibiotic resources for its clear and well-thought-out monographs, information on duration of therapy, and clinical pearls at the end of each topic. Another resource is my free Visual Critical Care Antibiotic Guide, which I've updated for 2019. This guide is a color-coded Venn diagram that visually displays the coverage of most common antibiotics used in the ICU. To download this guide to help you easily remember antibiotic spectrum of activity, go to pharmacyjoe.com/ABX. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.